Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language and all madness and all the crazy stuff that you're going to like. Listener discretion is advised. You was gonna jump. He's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. Will he jump?
He got shot
and fell off, and that was it. Oh crap, we're on the air.
Yeah,
hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. Got the game here, and they feel like they don't want to do nothing.
I had a busy ass day.
How was your day?
I did. I'm kidding. We all did.
You at school. I thought I was out of school for the day.
Okay. You have my teacher then.
No, I'll get expelled.
What, you going to try to hurt the teachers?
No, but I'll cuss them out. Especially as math.
You're going to cuss them out. But anyways, next Saturday will be the ticket sale for SmackDown in Milwaukee and Raw for Green Bay, which is kind of weird.
Why?
Both of them ticket sales on the same day? That had never happened before.
Nope. WWE's weird. Go open my email and read the letter from
them. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, before we go on.
And we got someone calling in tonight.
Yeah, that person calling in later on today.
What time?
Not sure.
Send him a message, Mike.
No, he knows. That person knows. Do I have to sign in? Oh, never mind. There it is. I was laughing when she read it, but to all WWE fan council members, it is hard to believe that another year has passed. 2013 was an outstanding year for WWE.
Bullshit.
Including record-breaking WrestleMania, the opening of the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, because they don't have to pay taxes, and the launch of Total Divas on E. At the center of it all, WWE Universe, and we all thrill you have been along for the journey, helping us to shape the future of WWE, providing your feedback. They don't listen to it half the time.
Sure.
True, they should have told us they were thinking about they should have told you what they were thinking about you and find the titles. And I know a lot of people probably would be like, no.
But no longer can you call me Hazel, though, remember?
Mazel.
Amazing. Why? Because on here, they sent me these coupons, Robert. And my name is Mazel Flint.
Okay, as the holidays approach here at WWE, we are getting ready to celebrate our annual Tribute to the True special event, the most periodic show on television. Patriotic show on television. On Saturday, December 28th, which is kind of later than usual.
Normally, they have it like the first weekend after Thanksgiving.
No, I would say around the middle of the month. This WWE tradition is an opportunity for us to honor members of the U.S. Armed Forces who inspire us in their courage and bravery. This isn't the only holiday tradition. You ain't even in it yet.
I will be, though.
He's thanking them on behalf of his uncle. And his dad. This isn't the only holiday tradition of WWE. We asked some of your favorite superstars and divas about their favorite family holiday tradition. Below is what they had to say. Exclusive to you, the WWE Fan Castle. Big Show. We sing karaoke at Thanksgiving together. Natalia. We bring the family together and decorate the tree when we always dress the cat up. Fellow twins, we have a drummer boy the weekend before Christmas. On Christmas, we play Bing Crosby and Nativity scenes. Thank you for correcting me. John Cena, we watched the Christmas Story movie for 24 hours straight on TV. Sorry. On behalf of WWE, we hope that you have a holiday season filled with joy and look forward to hearing from you in 2014. What? Oh, wow. This is funny. This is anybody ever decide they don't want to. If you're receiving this communication after having registered with the WWE Fan Council, if you have decided you would no longer like to receive mailing from WWE Fan Council and our partners, click to unsubscribe link below. Oh, to unsubscribe. Which we're not going to do that.
Oh, correct. No.
Because I know they would like to put their... Because I know people like to put in their 2 cents in. But wherever the deal may be, we do have a caller, so hopefully it's this person that we're waiting on. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Wait, hold on a second. Are you trying to lay down?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
We just got somebody on the phone.
It's not
working. Yeah.
Okay,
it'll take her a minute. But anyways, caller, introduce yourself.
This is Dave, the Ghetto Nightmare.
Who? You know who it is. But anyways, if y'all not familiar, he was in one of the matches we have of the 2012 King of the State.
That's right.
Finals against Nick Phoenix.
The Ghetto Nightmare?
Yeah.
The man who should have won King of the State?
How can you not remember who Days is? How can you not remember just the name itself, just me? That's right. Tonight is all about me, and it's all about me letting everybody know what's been going on with me, what's been going on with everybody else, and, you know, and I know people have been asking questions like, you know, hey, what Days been at? When Days will be returning back to the ring to lay some backs down on the mat, you know, so, yeah, I'm here.
So, yeah, since you mentioned that, because the last time I did see him wrestle was in the finals of King of the State, so when are we going to see you come back?
As the King of the State, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to be returning back very soon. It's going to be sooner than you think. I'm looking at January 12th, so it'll be somewhere in Waukesha, and I don't have too much information on that, but most definitely I will keep everybody posted and updated on what's going on with that. So, yeah, King of State was the last time you experienced Days in the ring, and when I was, you know, injured a little bit from that little match from Phoenix, thought that ended my career a little bit because he took a a crutch across my left arm and pretty much shattered my elbow. But, hey, Days is tough. Days is hard. Days do not back down for anything. I don't give up. It's not easy for Days to give up. So I'm still here.
See, this is one thing has to be said that I do miss. And that was, and you did actually bring it up on Facebook the other day, and that was MCW. MCW wrestling shows were the best.
Oh,
mainly
definitely.
Because everybody was just on the same wavelength. Everybody was on the same, you know, they knew what was going on. That there was really no egos or I'm better than you, you know, because of this, that, and the other. Those were some of the best wrestling days.
Most definitely it was. Most definitely was, no doubt about that. MCW, that was basically my home. MCW gave Days an opportunity to really perform and entertain the people. You know, even though a lot of people didn't like me, maybe I had some that didn't like me, you know, behind curtains, but hey, Days still continue to do what Days do, and that is to, you know, raise his hand with victory when the end of Days is done. But the thing is with MCW, you know, I really but wish that MCW was still around because, like I said, it's nothing but family. We was all friends. But everybody know once we go beyond those curtains, you know, the friend thing is over. It's time to get down to business. You know, it's time to see who's the last man standing.
And that was the thing is that the management of MCW, you know, basically
right.
said you check your ego at the door. You want to come in with an ego? You better be able to back it up and prove it.
And you have a lot of politics that's going on. You have a lot of indie wrestlers who are thinking they're better than the next person. And you have people who wants to come in and try to take over, wants to do what they want to do. No, that's not the case. That's not what's going to happen, especially under the roof of MCW. And also, I would like to thank you guys for also being there because you guys were there faithfully. And everything,
yeah.
And helped out a lot of people too, assisted a lot of the wrestlers back there, especially the rookies. But the thing is, like, yeah, and you know, a special shout out to Richard Styles and Michael and everything. Those guys, you know, was great friends and great owners of the company and everything. Gave people opportunities, like I said earlier. And hey, it was no one bigger than the next person. Everybody was treated equally. And hey, I had no complaints. I was content there. And even to this day that we are going to be, you know, try to resuscitate MCW. We're going to try to resuscitate it, you know, the best we can.
Right. Maybe we should make a petition of bringing it back or something.
You know what? I think they seriously need to. Because the thing of it was is that it was the best. And, you know, people maybe you have said, well, you know what? They didn't draw big crowds. This Fed draws 300. So what? The crowds were behind it. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't matter if
right.
it was 10 or 300.
And see, that's the thing where a lot of the indie rushers do not understand. The thing is that people is who creates you. These are people that makes you. You understand what I'm saying? Days don't mm-hmm. just don't make days. I don't make myself. I mean, when I go out there and perform, those are the people out there who determines, you know what I'm saying, who's that man. You know, the crowd comes first. The fans come first.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you with that.
Just like you have the WFSO. I mean, you know, wrestling fans speak out. Hey, creative, that's something I like. People need to be heard. People need to know what's going on. You want to hear the fans' concerns. They have questions. They want to speak out. Let them speak out. You know, I mean, they're important. Those are the people who create us. Those are the ones that help us. They're the ones that support us. Those are the people who come through those doors and spend a lot of money to come see entertainment. You understand? That's what a lot of indie wrestlers don't understand. But they're too busy with a big ego and just want to, you know, walk through the curtains and think they're the—I don't know if I can cuss on here, but you understand
what
I'm saying. Oh, well, they think they're the shits, which they're not. You're not working for WWE. You're not working for TNA. You are an indie wrestler. You understand what I'm saying? But I have a lot of respect for a lot of indie wrestlers for the simple fact that they keep the tradition going. I prefer watching indie wrestling than watching it on TV. As a matter, to be honest with you,
I agree with you.
But what do you think, you know, between, like, that national wrestling, which is WWE, TNA, and stuff like that, compared to indie wrestling? So what do you think, like, the pros and cons, like, in between those two?
Pretty much, like, how do I compare those two?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Well, as everybody see, that WWE has more, it's more entertainment than sports itself. You know, it's not really illustrating, you know, real athletic ability in the ring. That's the way I look at it. I'm not saying that, you know, that I don't like WWE. I'm a big fan of WWE. I love WWE. I was raised watching these guys from a toddler. I remember going down to the Mecca Arena. Do you guys remember the Mecca Arena downtown in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Before the Bradleton, before they started coming to the Bradleton and do shows, I was a little toddler, you know, walking around with a little sticky candy in my mouth, you know, mouth all messed up, walking down the sidewalk, grabbing on my daddy's hand, like, oh yeah, Hulk Hogan. About to go see Hulk Hogan or whatever. Yeah, I miss those times. But see, today is more like showboating, it's more little light shows and everything, just like the female wrestlers there. I really too much don't feel the female wrestlers in WWE, really. Except for AJ, hey. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, I think the tradition is slowly dying. You know, I mean, like, you don't have that old school, you know, trend anymore. You know, but I mean, hey, it's WWE. They making money. Hey, they got the ratings. So hey, who am I to say? As far as like the indie wrestling, I mean, people love to go see it. They love to be up close and personal. They get a chance to, you know, interact with the wrestlers after the shows, get autographs. You know, it's not expensive. You know, and you still get your money's worth. You know, we keep the tradition going. We got to keep the tradition going. It's the Godfather.
What do you think is the problem? And I've got I have been reading, I'm following some of the posts and everything. What, and you said you had a lot to say on the issue. What do you think is the main problem with indie wrestling in this area at the moment?
I'm glad you asked me that question. The thing is, because just like we were discussing, hey, I'm better than you. You're not better than me. My company is better than yours. Hey, screw your company. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get your company shut down. Hey, I remember back in the day when we tried to, you know, throw shows when I was with WAW and MCW. There was other establishments was trying to shut us down when we was trying to do shows. You know, it's people thinking they're better than the next person. Why? We're doing the same thing. We all have a dedication to this. We have devotion to this. You know, this is our hearts. This is what we do. This is what we want to do. You even have wrestlers that love the sport so freaking much that they don't even care about getting paid. Seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
Brett, come on now. I mean, you guys, man, I'm pretty sure you've been watching wrestling all your life as well. We always those kids you know, watching on TV, Hulk Hogan, Million Dollar Man, was Jake Snake or whoever it was, like, oh, wow, I wish that was me. I wish I could do that. When I get older, I want to do that. I want to perform in the ring in front of thousands and millions of people. You know, now at least in Indy, I mean, we're there. At least we're there. You know, I mean, we're not getting paid millions of dollars. But, hey, we're showing that this is the love. This is what we have. Why hate on each other? Why you know, stab each other's in the back? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, you even have the ass kisses. You got the ass kisses. Because the thing is, hey, like a Royal Rumble, it's every man for himself when it comes to this industry. Because they think about their self. They don't think about their friends. Hey, Triple H and all them, they said it the best. Hey, it's not about friends. It's about business. You know,
right.
But the thing is, we all doing the same thing. Let's all help each other. Let's all lend a hand. Let's all branch out. Let's ascend at least to be successful in this business. Hey, even though we don't make it to WWE or TNA or whatever and stuff like that, hell, we still doing it. What is the complaint? How are you better than me, and we're wrestling in the same damn place?
And you probably remember this as well. That, even when we first started WSSO, which is going back like 5 years nearly now.
Nearly 5 years, yeah.
Every
yeah.
weekend,
yeah.
there was one or two shows going on every weekend somewhere in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And me and AJ actually got to the point at one point where we were like, okay, well, we want to go and see all the shows that are on, but we didn't have enough money to be able to get into all the shows for both of us. So we were dividing it up, going like, okay, AJ, you go to this one on Friday night, then I'll go to this one on Saturday, and then the one on Sunday is only $5 to get in, so we could both go to that one.
Right.
And now it's not that way.
Oh, so they're increasing the ticket prices now or something?
Well, not just increasing the ticket prices. We've gone from having two or three shows every weekend to there being just like one or two shows a month, if you're lucky.
Right.
Yeah, in other words, I know you're saying there ain't that much going on like it used to be.
And it seems to
right.
me...
Where's the promotion? Like, I mean, I run into a lot of people that say, hey, well, so I heard you was a wrestler. We have wrestling in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's like hundreds of them, and you just have to find it, but I don't know. Maybe it's just poor promotion. I don't know. That's why I'm just picky of who I'm being booked with.
And I think part of the problem is what you said, that there's a couple of people out there who are like, well, you know, if you run a show, I'm going to shut you down. So it's
the
people who maybe have the talent and the skills to be able to run a show now saying,
right.
okay, I don't want to because I don't want to be shut down. I don't want to waste my money doing this only to be shut down. And I think that is what the main issue is that you've got, as you said, you've got some people who've got such big egos that they think
exactly.
that they rule the roost, so to speak.
Exactly. They're thinking they're just, you know, the big man of I guess, Wisconsin or Illinois or wherever the hell they're from. And I guess they feel in their mind that they're nationally known, that they're rich. But a little bit that you know, in reality, they're sitting on the couch with a bag of chips or J's, scratching on their ass, picking their toenails, and watching the Golden Girls when they're not running a damn wrestling show. Who the hell are they?
What's that?
The thing is, I put in a lot of work. A lot of work. I started wrestling since, I say, about 2000, 2001. It was first called. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Brawl. Do you remember the Brawl?
No.
Okay. It was like way back in 2000, whatever, 2001, they was doing a show on Matter, you know, and the Brawl, you know, they started off with like two ladders and a mat. That was it. Well, not no ring. They didn't have no ring at all. You know, they started from scratch and, you know, finally got a ring, you know, started doing shows. I saw a number on TV. I'm like, hey, let me try to become, you know, a wrestler. I think I could be a wrestler, whatever. Start going for training and everything. And, hey, they showed me a lot of love. You know, they embraced me and everything. And then that's when I had the gimmick, the Mamula or whatever. You know, it was Samoan Savage, you know. Once I left there, then I went on to WAW. Then that's when Days came into play. So, yeah, that's when, you know, hell started breaking loose. That's when I started breaking arms and legs and necks. So, yeah, nothing new, you know.
It has to be said, the first time I saw you, I hadn't met you backstage at MCW. I'd only seen you in the ring. And
right.
you absolutely
right.
terrified the living shit out of me. And then I remember we all went backstage and everything, because as you know, the owners of MCW used to let us pretty much run around out back and get interviews and stuff. And
right.
then
and you know what? A lot
like,
of the wrestlers used to tell me a lot about you guys. They used to tell me a lot about, hey, Hazel, they're going to be here. This, I'm like, who the hell is Hazel there? Who is these guys? And everything. Yeah, and I finally met you backstage. I'm like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? And, you know, he introduced himself to me. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Okay, you're the guys I've been hearing about and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, if you want to know anything, go to those guys. You know, they know everything. And like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. I mean, you know, hey, like I said, you guys, you know, was always there faithfully and everything. Hey, and always
yeah,
showed and
that
they
was the
some love.
Key is that MCW was always so good to us right from the get-go. And, you know, I can remember going up to Big Mike one day and saying to him, do you mind if I go and get some interviews out the back? And he's like, why are you even asking me? I'm like, because I thought I'd need permission. He's like, just go out the back, will you? You know, it was like I was, you know, I'd asked a really, in his mind, probably a really dumb question. But, and I don't know about
right.
you, Dave, but that's what I miss. I really, really miss that
right.
big family atmosphere. And then the
right.
show, you know, goes crazy. And then
oh,
a big
yeah.
atmosphere again afterwards out back. That, to me, was the
oh,
best,
yeah.
the best times ever.
Oh, yeah, it was home. It was home. I miss it to this day. I really do. I don't think there's another federation anywhere that's like MCW that will treat you like family and treat you with respect. You know, that,
yeah.
that's what we lack. That's what we're lacking right now is respect. You know, a lot of people not respecting each other. You know the old saying where you have to give respect to earn respect?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you know that old saying, but see, the thing is, they have a different old saying, you know, and that saying is, you know, it's like, hey, you don't give me respect, I'm going to demand it, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to choke it out of you. You know, that's the way, that's how you have to, you know, project yourself in this type of industry, and it's ridiculous. Why should I have to do that? Why should I have to force you to respect me?
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the problems, too, is just like not enough people don't want to respect everybody. And
well, my thing is that you've got some wrestlers out there who, I will give them credit where credit's due, are damn good wrestlers
mm-hmm.
that have worked really, really hard, but
yeah.
think that because they get job opportunities from a couple of feds around the state, that they're,
right.
as Dave said earlier, that their shit don't stink. They think they're the Triple H's and the John Cena's. And it's like, dude, you ain't that, you know, you ain't there.
Right. Right. You know, you got your little pretend little John Cena's running around here. You got your little pretend Rocks and everything. People like half dressed in wrestling attires, you know, with the little jogging pants, little Walmart tennis shoes, and goddamn Family Dollar tank tops or whatever the hell they wearing and shit like that, and they want to and they want to call themselves Dr. Death and everything, you know, something, you know, I don't know, hey, yeah, Dr. Death, everybody's familiar with that name, Dr.
Yeah,
Death.
Yeah, we all know who that
you know,
is.
Yeah, we know who, yeah, almost definitely we know who that is, right, exactly, yeah, REWF, hey, I'm going to tell you, you know Dave,
yeah, you
very blunt,
talk about
very
now.
Outspoken.
Yeah, I still blame them for my thought ACO and MCO at that show. No.
Right. I recently received an inbox from that guy. What the hell are you inboxing me for?
Really?
Right. One day, so, no, sorry. Sorry, I'm not going to pay you any money for you to pay your car note or pay your mortgage or anything. No, sorry. No, I'm not. No, Dave is not going to do it. Dave is not going to be going to no REWF pretend shows and then the shows getting canceled from back to back and all that and just pretending that you're a damn champion. You haven't earned any damn thing to be called a champion. No.
I hope one of the staff members
or whoever from REWF is listening to this station because the thing is, hey, Dave's is real. I'm going to let them know right now. Dave's is real. Dave's is not really a gimmick. Dave's is who you see out the rain. I'm the same person who you see in the rain and out the rain. I'm the same person, very outspoken, very blunt in everything. And hey, that's just it, you know. I even offered that. Hell, Dr. Devil called himself a wrestler, think he's that good, and he done trained at the power plant. Hell, I offered him like at least $1,000 to step in the rain with me, but hell, that was refused.
Oh.
Hell, tell that. Didn't happen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The key is with that is that, you know, there are, it's like with every fed, you have got wrestlers who are diehard loyal to their fed.
Uh-huh.
More power to you if you are, you know, let's be honest. Everybody needs to have their diehard wrestlers and their diehard fans and stuff.
Yes,
so how many, we got banned from taking photos at an REWF show and had their security standing in front of us threatening to steal our cameras from us if we took a photo. They're
you know what, you're telling me that you got kicked out of a show from the REWF show because you wanted to take pictures.
We nearly got kicked out. We told them we put the camera away, but we're literally sitting there with it between me and AJ, like down low, and taking photos without the flash on so nobody could see, you know, us doing it. The ring collapsed
Can I ask you a question, Hazel? Do you have one of those digital cameras? Like the,
yep.
That shows like the gigabytes, how many memories and all that stuff. How much memory does that hold?
I don't know how much memory it held, but the photos at the time, we could get about 600 photos on there.
Okay, because you know what? If you would have took 600 of those photos, you would have been very disappointed because you would have been all day deleting those photos and you would have been actually taking a picture of REWF show.
Well, the only photo, actually, we uploaded only one photo from that show. And that was the photo of the ring collapsing.
I heard about that.
Yeah, like they didn't tie it on too tight.
Yeah, if you looked at the ropes, when the guys were like bouncing off the ropes, they literally, when they hit the ropes had that much give in them that the guys were almost laying flat down. And then the ropes just pinged off and, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Where in Jesus' sandals did they find a damn ring that just collapsed in the middle of a damn match? But who they have there? Did they have Undertaker or Big Show at the show or something like that? That just did like a shadow match or something?
No.
It was really bad. And this is how bad it was. We actually had Brianna was with us. Before the match, before the show even started, Jeff Briggs got in the ring and he went, and this was the thing, I was sat next to Brianna. She wears glasses and I had sunglasses on. And he would turn around and he said, security, you see that woman with the glasses, kick her out. And me and Brianna looked at each other and we're like, okay, which one of us? And he kicked Brianna out of the show before it even started because of her... Basically because she'd been so outspoken about how shitty REWF is.
I thought Brianna was part of the roster.
That was the thing. She was part of the roster. And, you know, happened, we don't know and we don't want to know. But, yeah, he kicked her out right at the beginning of the show.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, and if I remember rightly, Vic the Stick showed up with, who was it? Oh, my God.
Was it with Jack Spade?
I think Vic showed up with Jack Spade, and they were actually refused entry into the show.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, and I was just laughing at it because they was using them like for their shows too, and like
right.
Only now they don't want to.
It's a real joke. What the hell is going on with these wrestling promoters? Really, seriously, what the hell is going on? Either you have a wrestling promoter taking money, you have wrestling promoters like shutting down shows.
Yeah, I think it was right with what she said. Like, some of them think they're wrestling the man. Just crazy. No, Hazel was saying that some of them think they were Vince McMahon type of person, these promoters.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That is crazy. But back to the story. What were your memorable matches when you was out your career?
Memorable match. Let me see. You know, it was actually with Richard Styles, believe it or not. Richard Styles. And he's a hard hitter. Very stiff.
Yes, yes.
But that guy, what I could say, strong guy. You know, I mean, we about the same, in the same weight class. In a way, I'm a little bigger than him. You know, this guy, this is a guy who pretty much, like, lives in a gym. He lives in a gym. I mean, like, when I got a ring, I first locked up with him in a ring and everything. I'm like, okay, what the hell I'm about to do? What move I'm about to, about to execute on him to take him down? And I know once he put me in the full Nelson, whatever, pinned me up like a piece of paper. You see how big I am? Like a piece of paper that slammed me down to the mat, like on top of my damn neck. I'm like, okay, it's time to reevaluate the situation. So that's when I rolled out the ring and everything. I mean, the guy, great guy. I have much love for him and everything. And like I said, he was one of the guys that gave me an opportunity. And, that was one of my memorable matches there. I mean, the guy is strong. He's a good athlete. And to this day, we're good friends. But, hey, if the future shows that, that we may collide again in the rain, I wouldn't mind because their friends is on the side.
Something to keep in mind in the near future, I would say.
I would love to see some of the old MCW lots just lock up again. I really would, because you had Val Victorian, you had Dave, Phoenix, Big Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
all of that,
like, when you guys all got in a ring, and whether it was individual matches, tag team matches, battle royals, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The
level
of intensity was just mind-blowing. I loved it.
Rocky Kitt, let's see, Rocky Kisses. I know you guys remember Rocky Kisses and Xavier Mustafa.
Yeah.
Great, great, great guys in the ring. Those guys are my motivation. That was my motivation. Big as Xavier is, I'm like, this guy could really freaking move in the ring. Don't let his size fool you. I'm telling you, don't let his size fool you. This guy can move, and he is strong. So, yeah, those guys, that was my motivation there at MCW as well. And everything, great. And Rocky Kiss is very, he would have you, like, laughing and everything. There was a couple times I was in the ring and I kind of, like, had to hold my laugh in because there was some weird stuff that he was doing in the ring. But, yeah, those guys are, great guys.
What do you think needs to change in this area in regards to indie wrestling to get it back to, where it was?
To get it back to normal?
Yeah, if you can.
I think what you can do is, maybe look in the phone book, get everybody addresses and show up at their door and just headbutt their teeth down their throat. And maybe they'll, finally realize, that, hey, respect needs to be needs to be there in this industry. But, just respect and respect those who work around you, respect other federations, and stop with the hating, people just, just want to despise each other and everything, and there's no room for that, Everybody just needs to get along and just, do a job and entertain the people. Worry about the people. Stop worrying about yourself.
I agree with that.
I agree, because, that's what WFSO is all about. We would like to see that happening, everybody get along and everybody work together and stuff like that. It just, that's what we try to do. And it just sucks that, certain promotions and feds don't work that way.
And they see everything. There's a couple of feds out there who see what we're trying to do. And I'm not saying about our shows or anything that we've put on, but see that we're trying to attack different beds and stuff, and it's not that at all. We want to see the best in the area. We have got some damn good wrestlers in this area. And
we want to
see them wrestle, and that's the whole thing. If people would just realize, we want to see them wrestle. We want to see shows go on. Hell, Milwaukee is big enough that you could have, as we said, like back in the day, shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everywhere, somewhere in the county, and you would pull people in, and it would be kick-ass.
It was like every week or every other week, every month or every other month, there were shows back-to-back, back-to-back. There was no problems. I mean, like, when I was with MCW, we didn't have no problems amongst each other and everything. Once there was, like, outsiders that was trying to, you know, try to come in and think they was going to take over something, but no, that wasn't going to happen. You know, we have to keep it as business, and we have to focus on, you know, the wrestling fans and give these people their money's worth, you know.
Right, exactly.
What other problems do you see that you've noticed in your time wrestling that you want to see changed?
What I want to see changed?
Yeah.
Better wrestlers, better attire, better training. Better promotions.
Yeah, that's true. This is one of those things that you need out there is like people that's like that want to train people. But of course, we understand from time to time some people can't afford it and some people can. But I guess if they like have the passion for it, they can put the time and day and all in there. So for anybody that like decided they want to train, what advice you can give to them?
My advice, watch who you're being trained by. Know your roots. And what I mean by know your roots, know the whole roots of wrestling, the whole fundamental thing. Be picky. Be very selective of what company you go to wrestle for, you know. And don't be a pushover. Definitely do not be a pushover in this industry. You know, it's not that serious. Do not spend no thousands of dollars for no training and someone just going to show you a damn elbow drop, you know. Be in good shape. Definitely be in good shape.
I don't think some people who go into wrestling realize exactly how physical it is. You know, they think it's, oh, I can throw somebody around and do these fake bumps and all this stuff. And I don't think they realize just how much hard work it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're going into training, you've got to expect to be worked out.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
be there. Not only be there, you know, in the physical aspect, but you have to be there mentally. You have to understand everything. The whole trade, you know, the whole traditional wrestling. You have to understand the whole nine yards. Not just coming in there, walking to a damn ring and think you're gonna execute a body slam and call yourself a wrestler. No, that's not how it works.
Exactly.
And I think people who are going to training have got to realize that when you do work a show and everything, working a show isn't just showing up, putting on some fancy gear and getting that ring. Working a show is working that damn show, putting up the ring, taking down the ring, carrying things, busting. I've helped put up a damn ring. It nearly killed me, but I didn't do it, you know?
That's right. See, Hazel, you sound like a wrestler, so you need to be out there teaching these little peanut heads out there. Need a teacher, you know more than them.
Well, what's that like? 30 plus years experience?
Church, you don't need to go into how many years I've been involved in wrestling. I said, okay, I'm 39, and I started going to wrestling rings to watch my brother train when I was 7. So 32 years of being on both sides of the ring of watching training and being involved. And you know, up until I broke my back, I was wanted to train to be a wrestler. But that kind of goes out the window with a serious back injury. But it's one of those things where I have had the privilege of being the fan and seeing the other side of it. And Dave can probably attest to this. There are times when it's very hard watching WWE and TNA and wrestling shows as a fan when you've been on the other side of the business and you're sitting there going, nope, shouldn't have done that, because see your lips move, you're calling the moves. You know, you find it's hard at times to switch off and get back into that fan mode.
Exactly. I think we got somebody else that's calling too. So the other caller, you're on the air. Hello? Unless the person's just calling in. So probably just calling in just to listen. So, okay. Hello?
Yeah, Des.
Who's this? Wait, Des, you still there?
Yeah, I'll stay here.
Okay. I don't know what's this other person. Well,
just put him on mute.
Yeah, just put him on mute.
But no, I mean, as I was saying, and Dave, I don't know if you agree or not, but don't you at times when you watch certain things, you find it hard to switch out of wrestler mode and into fan mode because you see so many things that perhaps are going wrong or could be improved on, and that side of you kicks in.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. No, I still been... You know, believe it or not, I still be in fan mode once I'm in the ring. because the thing is, like, you have to think like a fan, and you have to be that fan because you know what to give when you're in that ring. You know what they expect. You know, I mean, like, ask yourself what you expect if you were sitting out there in those seats, in those rows, you know, and you have these guys in the ring that's performing in front of you. You know, you want to see action. You want to see it. You're gonna pay your money. That's the thing, you know, that be in my head, you know, because my mind be racing when I'm in the ring. Okay, these people don't pay the money. Okay, now it's time for me. I got to do what I got to do. Okay, I got to kill this son of a bitch. You know? But, like, I mean, you have to think like a fan and everything and give your best and definitely expect injuries. You know, there's going to be injuries. You could be the best wrestler in the world, but you're going to get injured. Hell, because I suffered a lot of injuries throughout my time. Blown out shoulder, blown out knee. My back issues. You know, you don't feel it don't feel it while you're in the ring because you got that adrenaline rush going on. But when you go backstage, you know, oh, shit, you got to lay down for a minute.
Yeah, I do know the feeling of that. But what would be the worst injury that you ever have?
Blown out knee and, let's see, yeah, just a fracture. My ankle was fractured. Fractured my ankle and a blown out knee.
Oh, God.
That's when I was with WAW, and I was wrestling, there was twins. It was like Prime Time. It was like their name was Prime Time as well. Not Prime Time Players, but it was called Prime Time Entertainment. And both of them gave me a clothesline out the ring, and I landed on my knee, and it just blew out. And I just had to lay there for a bit and pop it right back in. And, the pain was just... Oh my God, indescribable. Along with a fractured ankle, so I have to keep going. I have to keep pushing.
Exactly. Since you're gonna make a return, like you said, in 2014, are there any other promotions that you're gonna be in?
Yeah, but that is pending. That's I've been talking to a few promoters and. You know, just like I said earlier in the conversation, like, you know, you have to be selective of who you go to and everything. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm being real picky and doing my little research on, you know, certain places before I even, you know, give the okay to even do a show. But most definitely, I spoke with, with a few people, like T.C. Washington. He's one of them. And, you know, he's got something lined up for me, so it's pretty much, you know, word of mouth, and basically trying to put Dave back on the map.
I can honestly say I can't wait for it to see you get back in the ring, because even though, you know, you guys wrestled at our King of the State for us, which was probably one of the most awesome matches that I've seen in a while. When you get in the ring, you know that obviously there's the level of athleticism that you have to perform, But you, yeah. you can see that you're playing, you know, you're in character for a show, for the fans and everything. And that's one thing that I miss. I really do miss is seeing that when, like, especially King of the States, you and Phoenix, right. the way you guys work together, it was so well done. I mean, if you didn't know better, you could almost say that the whole thing was choreographed because it was smooth. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't any of these sticky transitions and the pauses where you could sometimes see wrestlers be like, well, what the hell are we going to do now? It was just smooth. It was just so good. And, yeah, you've got to get back in the ring.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I'll be returning back real soon. And you know why?
Look,
you know why that match? You know why that? You know why that match was successful? Because Daze was there. Because Daze was there. Yep. Daze was in your presence. That's what it was.
You have to promote himself, so ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. To promote himself, what do you like? You know, we got mad love for Daze, and we got mad love for a whole bunch of the wrestlers. And me and AJ were talking about this the other night, especially after that chat popped up on Facebook. You know, and especially when certain things were said to Valvictorian as well, about him being stiff and hard to work with and stuff. And my whole thing is that he is another very, very underrated wrestler. He is very good and very passionate, and he's another one who we need to see back in the ring again.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Even and you know what? I was looking forward to watch AJ be in the ring. I saw him, you know, laced up and everything. I thought he was gonna fight that night. You know, I was looking forward to that.
Yes, well, unfortunately the opponent didn't show up. So.
And that is one thing I would love to have my AJ in the ring wrestling. I would. Oh my God. I would be the biggest mark in living history. I would be screaming, shouting, beating people up for hurting my AJ. It would just, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one day maybe one match.
Maybe one day you can be in the ring with me or something like that. Hey, maybe we can fight. I don't know. How about
that?
How that sound?
Who knows?
You think you could do it?
Yeah, did a little training already, and I know how hard it is. So
yeah,
we'll see.
You could do it. Oh no, you could do it. You could do it. No, there's no excuses, nothing. You can do it. I know you can do it. You're just fooling the people right now. They just have no idea how good you are in the ring. Yeah, you have the capabilities. Let's get a shot at Daze one good night and everything, and I promise Hazel that I won't send you back broken up or nothing.
I'll just make sure I'm not on crutches this time. I won't have a broken foot like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Man, it'll be real nice. I'd like to see you guys put up do another event like that and.
There will be
a few events that we're going to do.
And this is the thing, we had after, because I don't know if you heard, but we actually got Summerfest last year. Well, this year, this past Summerfest, we actually had a wrestling show on there, which we did our King of the State. And we took a lot of heat after that from a certain fed owner who's saying that, you know, we shouldn't have done what we did. We didn't have really good wrestlers and everything. And... you know, as we tried pointing out, the point of it was to show off to people who perhaps had never been to a wrestling show in the area or knew that even indie wrestling existed, that there were these shows going on. And, you know, there was a couple of, I'll say this, there were a couple of wrestlers there who were piss poor, and I'm going to be perfectly honest. And one of them's trying to get $320 out of us right now. Because he thinks he was worth that amount. You know, the whole thing was that we had a lot of people who were watching who said, where can we see more wrestling? Where can we see more wrestling? And we're hoping and trying to get Summerfest again for next year. And if we do, that's where we will do King of the State again. And Dave, you are most welcome to come and join in.
Well, hey, it would be an honor.
That would be awesome.
I would love that. Oh, yeah. I would love that.
Well, I guess we got to start playing it soon.
Well, I think we need to start a campaign to get MCW resurrected.
Yeah, that too.
And
oh, yeah.
We will put it out there. If MCW resurrects for one show and makes it round about May, we will pay for the venue.
Really?
Where they hold it. If we can get MCW to put on a show, and obviously we're not talking about hiring the Bradley Center here. But if MCW will find a venue that will take them to do a show and will put on a show, WSSO will pay for that venue.
Which one is going to pay for it?
You ain't paying nothing for it, boy.
Okay.
So start spreading the word. WSSO will pay for a venue if MCW gets resurrected for their
hey,
first show.
I'm sure those guys would love that. I'm sure they would be like kids in a candy store.
Yeah, that's doable. That is doable.
Right. If they put on a show in May, we will pay for the venue in May.
Nice.
There
I have
go.
To pass it on. Oh, yeah.
I'll pass that
on. Spreading word on this, Dave. You know they're not going to hesitate to jump back into the ring, especially if MCW, you know, my little former co-workers is involved and everything. So, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that can be done. Something that we're going to work on.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
I was gonna say, you think yourself gonna be end up being a world champion one day?
What? One day? Let me see. It appears that I'm gonna have to, you know, reclimb that ladder again to get back into that caliber, into that little streak. You know, once I find that home, you know, that home, just like MCW was my home. But, yeah, most definitely I will be targeting for a world title, no doubt about that. And I'm there at that point where, like, okay, it's that time. I know back in the day, you know, when I departed from wrestling and everything due to, like, you know, personal issues and everything, there was, you know, talking about, you know, making me champ and stuff. And, you know, but I didn't know about it at that time and everything, you know, because – back in 2008, you know, was the year, you know, when I lost my dad, and I was going through a lot of, you know, relationship issues and everything with the ex. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was a lot on my plate around that time. So I couldn't really, you know, stay focused like I wanted to. And so, but all that is over with, and I'm back, and you know, mentally I'm more focused. And you know, as far as my physical region, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm like 100% good condition physically and mentally.
That's good to hear. Speaking of titles, I know you had hold some in the past. For the people that don't know, what were the titles that you hold?
I was former television champion with WAW, former hardcore champion with WAW, television champion with the Brawl. I was also world champion with WAW.
Okay. I thought you had won some titles on NCW too. Am I right?
No. No.
Oh, okay. I thought you had.
Nope. Didn't make it there. That's when I was off and on. I was going through those, you know, little issues and everything and stuff like that, because I would come, then I'd leave, then come back, and, you know. And so, you know, and half of the time, you know, I even think that, you know, it's my fault that, you know, that MCW is not around, you know, and but I feel that if I would have stayed there and, you know, been a little stronger than what I was and everything, I think it still would have been existent. So, but, you know, I spoke with, you know, with Styles and all of them and everything. They said, don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up over it. You know, it's not your fault and everything. But, you know, things happen.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like you said, we hope we'll come back and stuff like that, too. So,
oh, yeah.
Like I said, what's the future hold for you?
The future? There's a lot of achievements. There's a lot of goals that I need. There's some objectives that I really need to establish, you know, and I really need to, you know, replenish my name. You know, I need to get back out there. I need to, you know, remind people who Dave is and who Dave was, you know. So it will be coming soon once I return.
Oh, okay. Anybody that you haven't wrestled that you want to wrestle?
Oh, wow. Really? You're going to ask me that one, huh? let me see here. Let me see. Who would that be? Xavier Mustafa. I would fight him. You know, I've been watching a lot of his clips. I mean, I've been, you know, taking notes. Yeah, I would love to wrestle him. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ken Kato. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, we're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah, you know, the little crybaby who always come, you know, running back to the locker room, hurt something, is always broken on him, and he always bleeding because he can't fight. But, yeah, him. Just for the hell of it, I don't know. I just, you know, just want to, you know, tie some strings around his arms and legs and everything, just, you know, pumping him around in the ring a little bit. You know, just, you know, he's smart. You just want to play with him. You know, just play with him a little bit. You know, yeah, that's one of them. Who else? I won't mind getting back in the ring with Rocky Kisses, great athlete, much respect for him. Phoenix, most definitely would like to.
Does it seem like y'all two had y'all little feud going on Facebook?
Oh yeah, there was a little. You know, he always wants to stick his nose in something, and you know. He always want to be a little tick on Dave's and everything, just irritating. But, yeah, I would like to fight Phoenix again. He's another great guy, a good friend, and another good wrestler as well. JP, I would like to fight JP. Never got a chance to. You know, a lot of people, you know, would look at me like just a strict heel, just nothing but a heel, that's it. I don't care who I fight, actually, because really everybody's after the same thing. That's after whatever title that's available, whatever title that they feel that they want to take. You know, I mean, hey, I look at everybody as an opponent. Nobody's special.
That's a good way to look at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Good way to look at it.
Chris Black.
Yeah, but, right. Anything you want to say before we let you go? Anything you want to add?
Let me see. Well, everybody know, obviously, Dave will be returning back to the ring very soon, very soon. Dave is more quicker, more faster, more smarter. He know what to expect. He's demanding respect, and there's no holds barred. I'm taking no prisoners. I'm back. And I'm here to stay.
Yippee.
So look out. Your nightmare is coming true.
We can't wait to see you back in the ring. But thanks for calling in, and hopefully we'll do something like this again real soon.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I really appreciate this. Thank you for the time.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Just let us know.
Can I still get that autograph? You still going to give me that autograph?
You still want an autograph from me?
Yeah, you got to give me an autograph, man.
Okay, I'll ring something.
Yeah. All right. It was good talking to you guys.
You too. Thanks for calling. And you have a good one.
Hey, you too.
All right.
I love Dave. He's just like awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He's always, but even like right from the beginning, in the early days of WFSL when we first started, and that's why we've got mad love for MCW, is that MCW actually got what we were trying to do right from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
They got what we were trying to do from day one and supported us, helped us, and literally let us run riot in the locker rooms. We were always getting interviews. And this proves how, you know, much of a family MCW and everything was.
Right.
If you remember that one day where I got dropped off early and we couldn't get in the building, and I ended up over at the park across from where the venue was, and I had that homeless guy, don't you remember, mug me for my lunch that I had?
Right.
Went back over to the venue, and some of the guys were there, and they're like, how you doing? What's going on? And I told them, and they wanted to get a lynch mob to go over the damn park. I mean, seriously, I love them all and everything, but it's like, can we just take the violence inside the ring, please? But, I mean, that was the whole point, is that we were all such a big family. They got what we were trying to do. They knew that we weren't trying to step on anybody's toes. And even now when we do our shows,
mm-hmm.
I would say like 75% of the guys who are there are old MCW lots.
Yeah, that's very true.
And people like Xavier Mustafa, T.C. Washington are always there. They've always supported us and have always said to us, whatever help you need, just let us know. We'll help you. And that was the good MCW days. And that family value and that, you know, wanting what's best for wrestling has still flown through. It still carries through with those guys.
Exactly. I just say, hopefully he be successful in the near future and hopefully things go well for him.
I agree. He deserves all the best. He is a phenomenal wrestler and an outstanding gentleman. Even if he likes those.
I gotta find
it. We have to find that.
Exactly.
What people don't understand is we did some backstage interviews, and we had tried getting a bunch of females, didn't we, that we knew wanted to be wrestlers to go and train with MCW. And this was about a few months before MCW actually stopped running. And we did these interviews and everything, and it was Kat, weren't it, who we were doing the interview with, where Josh was. And you were probably two, I don't even remember her. And we're trying to do this interview with Kat, and Dave walked up to her and went, you like Thug? And then just walked out the picture, just dead, and that was it. No one kept a straight face. We lost it. See if you can find it, and put that up and tag him in it. Because that was, oh my God, that was so funny.
We will do that. While I do that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I know we got more to talk about, especially stuff that's going on around wrestling. So we will be right back.
Cause I'm on my game. Haters get shook when they speak my name. All this pressure that's on my back. So much stress that's on my brain. I'ma just let y'all pop your trap. Y'all sit back while I pop champagne. Spend your whole life trying to get like me. Cause we dog, we are not the same. We gon' burn it this morning. Feeling like we own it. Everything I do is a one of one. Can't copy me, can't clone me. Your girlfriend, she want me. And she see me, and she own me. But it's all for one, and it's one for all. So I'm faster to my homies. And I'm back on top again. Better back up out my way. I need fit in the middle of the week. A new victory every day. This level that I'm reaching, y'all probably couldn't fathom. You can see me in your dreams. And I do things you can't imagine. Man, cause I made it. Yeah, I know you hate it. When you talk to me, you know I talk to the greatest. Started from the bottom, then I elevated. Where I'm at, y'all probably won't make it. Hold up. Ain't nobody stepping up to me. Cause having everything ain't enough for me. No. Like I own the world. They treat my team like royalty. Might just blow y'all off the map. But you're really wanna go to war with me. Going hard to my last day. Let me know what that cash say. I ain't wanna really talk much. I work hard so I'm bossed up. Been through the rain. Plus I walk through the fire. Nowadays when they see him, they just stop and admire. Number one, nothing higher. Couldn't find no one flyer. Plus I slammed on my job. Make you suckers retire. And I'm right back in it, right back in it. So I'll be that man way back at the beginning. Pull up in a car, cost about 2 million. Right about now, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Wake up in a jet, it's a brand new day. She kicked up, pair brand new J's. Thinking that y'all gon' break me down. Y'all gotta find a brand new way. Wait, mine on a million. Let's get this money. Boy, you broke as a joke. Pound money, that's too funny. Feel like no one's above me. Y'all can't take nothing from it. You can stop with your hand. I know you love me.
Top 10. That's my question. I do not like Dean Ambrose of the current U.S.
champion. He's just a thug. I'm sorry, in my book. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
All the way around.
So, I guess it's my turn. Let's see. I have been watching a lot of WCW, but I'm not familiar with many of the, because I know the title has been around longer than maybe like, I think around 30 years. Or it could have been longer than that. But let's go with mine. I would have to say, I do agree with you with Shelton Benjamin. He's number one. This ain't in order either, so I'm just going from the top of my head, actually. Bret Hart would be another. I thought he was a good U.S. champion, and especially when he did win it from The Miz. That was something.
I've never seen it, man. Still, let's see. Still showing videos of that. Still, I saw that. That was cool.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't put it in my list. I don't know why.
What, Bret Hart?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't do that, but
yeah. He was also United States Championship in WCW as well.
Oh, okay.
And I think they, for you know, WWE may have forgot to recognize that as well.
Right.
So, I do agree with you with Goldberg. He's another. God, who else? Who else? Who else? I'm trying to think who else had hold of it. Edge had hold it. Yeah, he was a decent U.S. champ. Eddie Guerrero. He's another. I know he holds it. Who else? Yeah, I'm really like dried on memory. Like normally, I can just come with some just stuff on the top of my head. R-Truth. I thought he was robbed for only holding it for like 3 weeks. So it could have been a little bit longer.
Is that like the shortest reign of the
Olympics? I'm not sure. That's probably something that we have to look up.
Yeah.
No, because Zack Rogers was like a month or over a month, so of course that wasn't. Yeah, there's got to be something we got to look into. I think I named six people already. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler is another, too. Who else? I have to say John Cena because the cool version of the United States Championship belt, the spinner belt, I used to have that, and I am going to get that belt again. It's like one of those belts that it was very popular, and I know some people still got it now. I just want to get a brand new one because mine's just getting all tore up, so that's why I have to sell mine. I'm going to be getting another one soon. Who else? United States champion. Who else? I think, yeah, Ric Flair from a long time ago. I think he used to hold the U.S. title. But I think I'm right about that, man. I think I got one more to go. Think. No, not John Morrison. He holds the IC title. Wow. See, now I gotta go back to look to this one, and I thought I would never have to, so. I just got to look at some of the roster, and so I apologize, people. I just want to, let's see. Yes, go to Superstars. Oh, yeah, Big Show. He had some classic matches, especially he went against Eddie Guerrero and that one at WrestleMania against John Cena. That was like a classic match for the title. And I guess that is my 10. Probably what I need to do next time is come up with a list myself. But results of main event. Defeated Dolph Ziggler, Damian Sandow defeated Santino Marella, and Kofi Kingston defeated Fandango. I hate that name. Mom's calling you.
Girl.
She didn't want to come at first. I was just saying Mom was calling you. She didn't want to move.
Girl.
But I am going to bring up a subject. It was a video that I watched earlier today. It was like a talk about black wrestlers that hold the, you know, the main title. And of course, there's this group they call Off the Ropes. They do their own little videos on YouTube called Off the Ropes Show, and they do like Q&A and to say their opinions and stuff like that. But one thing that they said was why it's like 2013 and there's like not a black wrestler that has been champion. They're not thinking about the World Heavyweight Champion, so they're not counting that. No, they mean like people that hold the main title, like the WWE title.
Oh, okay.
They're not counting the world title because because Farouk was the first one that won the that title. So they mean like the WWE title, like you have like Italian people, you have Mexicans win it, and you have all that brand of like race that won it,
right.
But there still haven't been no black person that won it. What was your opinion? What do you think why they didn't have, you know, a black person as champion?
Well, because I think they're not, like, good enough to be champion, and I think everybody should be given a fair chance at it. Like, doesn't matter who you are.
I feel they're not good enough, right? At the moment, but they should be given an equal chance, like everyone else, given an equal chance, it doesn't matter what title it is, the heavyweight champion or IC title or tag team title, everyone should be given a fair chance at it, you know, the perception was, you know, in the really earlier days of WWF, before they came to WWE, that, you know, white wrestlers should be all champions.
Hmm. This is odd.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, but we're going to get back to that in a minute. But reports that individual who wrestled under the skies of Sin Cara, this wasn't the actual Sin Cara. So that's why I kind of figure why he had suddenly has a tattoo.
What?
It was reported that it was for the individual who wrestled under the guise of Sin Cara on this past Raw, Alberto Del Rio, is none other than Hunchio. And the website also provided a photo that shows his tattoo is the same tattoo seen on Sin Cara during this show.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's sneaky.
Oh, that's true.
Is that because they're cheating or not really?
No, because they do own the name of that, and they can, like, do wherever they want.
Well, it's like with that one tag team they had match a couple times, the Los Lobos. You know, they had certain wrestlers do that. You know, I could see it that soon. Oh.
Right. This is funny. They have a photo of it. Said that moment when Sin Cara wins the match, the universe action. They have. It's funny. They have. I can't even remember Kevin Hart looking like this.
Oh, okay.
Just having like a straight straight face. Like what? Exactly. That's funny. And like some people did call on and thought and knew it was Hunchio before I even read that, so
I didn't even know it was Hunchio. I didn't realize
Oh,
it.
Believe me, I didn't know either. It just
I
caught
didn't
me
realize
by
it either.
Right, it just kinda caught me by surprise with that one.
Yeah, we were just like you remember earlier when you went to the restaurant. I think that's one of the detectives like, yeah. I was like,
I'm like, yeah. Whoa, you got a little tattoo. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. Right, it's just one of those things you're just surprised, like, wow. Well, I guess they're going to recycle him and do something else with him. But I guess if they're going to keep up with this Sin Cara for real and keep Huntsio as Sin Cara, then more power to them. They'll still make money, and nobody hasn't seen the real Sin Cara anyway, so.
No, his mask was never pulled off of him or nothing. He was never revealed who he was.
Right. But, oh, well, what more can you do? They might have let go of this other, no, the other Sin Cara, let's just say it that way. But, back to, like, black wrestlers, like, you have a lot of great black wrestlers, like, Ahmed Johnson, he's another one. Oh, yeah, and people talk about the WWE champion, like, they're not counting The Rock either because he half Samoan, and plus they mentioned that he's seeing himself as more Samoan than black. So I guess he's like, it was more to his mom's side of the family than his dad's side. Oh, well, what more can you say about that? But there have been some good black wrestlers. Like, Mark Henry could have been WWE champion.
Yeah,
or Shelton Benjamin is another that could have been WWE champion.
Or heavyweight
champion. Right, exactly. There's just a lot of people, they just miscalculate, and I'm just wondering, like, why they didn't catch on with it. But, yeah, what more can you do? When we come back, we're going to talk about results of SmackDown and this past Friday's Raw, and plus we're going to talk about TNA, and we were going to talk about Ring of Honor, but I'm going to do like a special edition just talking about Ring of Honor. But what I'm going to talk about real quick is Davey Richards, if y'all familiar with him, one half of the American Wolves and also the former Ring of Honor champion. He's no longer with the company. The reason, which I kind of figure out, and that him and Eddie Edwards went to the WWE Performance Center, and I guess they're going to prepare them to be like the tag team and have them, you know, because I know Triple H was talking about having more tag teams, so this could be a start of something big for them two. So only time will tell, and hopefully they do make it to the WWE brass and be so successful. So I just hope good luck to them in WWE, and hopefully they do well. But we'll be right back.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things that happened in TNA this past Thursday, I'm going to play it, and y'all will get to hear it, so I'll just... Hopefully y'all can hear, so hold on. No, it's not this. They did a funeral of Aces and Ace, and I'm going to play it, so here we go. For himself. I'm sorry, that's like one of their funniest segments that they've done this year and so far.
Yeah, I kind of tend to feel like a personal animal, but for an organization within an organization.
No, that's actually very good. Like, this is how...
It's kind of interesting.
And I'm sorry, but there's like other fans and stuff that need to take notes.
Right.
That's how you end a stable.
There you go.
You do something like that, or you just have a match that's like to end the stables earlier. So that was a good way for them to end a stable like that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So that was a good job by TNA, in my opinion.
You think there's a chance that they might resurface it? Or
like they did with the Main Event Mafia? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, results from this Thursday's Thanksgiving edition of TNA. EC3 defeated Curry, the returning Curry Man, Lady Chapa defeated Velvet Sky. The Turkey Bowl match, you have the Bromance defeated North Carolina and Dewey Barnes, and I guess they are officially there in TNA. And, well, I thought they had more. I don't know why. I thought they had more matches than that, but I guess not. The elimination match you had, of course, Bobby Roode, Christopher Daniels, Kazarian, and Chris Sabin defeated Kurt Angle, Gunner, James Storm, and Madness. And they did have a big speech at the end of the show, and let's just say the other TNA people, wrestlers, just didn't. This is part of the music, and it ended up just being like a big food fight.
Was Dixie Carter involved in that?
Yeah, she the one set that up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Bromance DJ was Zen Ion. I didn't even know that was him. Mm-hmm. So I made his name. So now I know what happened. But I have to say it was one of their best shows that they've done this year, in my opinion. I think they should have had at least one more match, but still, it was one of the best shows that they have done this year. All right, now up to SmackDown. Yeah, Mark Henry defeated Curtis Axel. Orange Matador defeated 3MB. They was called the Plymouth Rockers. Or Plymouth Express or something. I know it was the Plymouth something. I didn't want to write it down because I don't know what they're trying to do with them, giving them these different names and stuff. Tons of Punk defeated R-Truth and Xavier Woods. Titus O'Neil and Antonio Cesaro had a match. Tony Cesaro won by disqualification. I would say Darren Young had kind of made the save, and before it got work for Titus O'Neil, I thought he was throwing up on everything. And this is a strange like combination that happened. First, they had The Shield versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust for the World Tag Team titles. They was on the line. And The Shield ended up getting disqualified. Then that brings out CM Punk. Want to get retribution for what happened to him last Monday. So it ended up being a six-man tag with The Shield versus CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, and Goldust. And that ended up being a no contest. But then after that, the Wyatt family ended up getting into the fight. And now the Usos and Rey Mysterio kind of made the save, and they end up changing it to a 12-man tag team match with the Usos, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Goldust versus The Shield and the Wyatt family. With the Usos, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, and Goldust winning that match. It was really a good SmackDown, so couldn't complain about that. And plus, they did have a big crowd compared to the crowd they had tonight on Raw. So we're going to get to that right now. Number one contenders match for the Intercontinental title, that match was first. Damien Sandow and Dolph Ziggler. Damien Sandow defeated Dolph Ziggler. You have the Bella Twins, Natalya versus Summer Rae, AJ Lee, and Tamina Snuka, with the Bella Twins, Natalya winning. And Natalya had made AJ Lee tap, which gives her a opportunity to go for the Divas title next Sunday. Also, with Damian Sandow win, he go against Big E Langston at the TLC pay-per-view next Sunday as well. Daniel Bryan versus Eric Roman. Daniel Bryan did win the match, and he's going to be in a 3-on-1 handicap match. It will be Daniel Bryan against the Wyatt family on TLC next Sunday as well. Also, CM Punk will go against The Shield in a 3-on-1 handicap match. So, all these handicap matches they're throwing in as of late just got you kind of wondering at the moment. But R-Truth and Xavier Woods defeated Tons of Funk. The returning Sin Cara defeated Alberto Del Rio. Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and The Big Show went against The Shield. The Shield won. Kofi Kingston and The Miz versus Curtis Axel and Ryback. Curtis Axel and Ryback won that match. Mark Henry defeated Fandango. And the Real Americans defeated the Primetime Players. They had a contract signing on Raw for the title, but the dumbest name they came up with was they was going to go with the Undisputed, I think it was, what was it, Undisputed Champion or something like that? Or the Unified Champion.
It's the Unified Champion.
Yeah, I really, I'm lost for words. I'm like, I'm, of course, y'all probably heard me strongly just say I'm against them unifying the titles. They, it would have been fine as is to get more people, you know, to opportunities to, like, be a world champion. Like, I can understand they want one guy, one company, one face of the company and whatnot. But if you got a big old roster like WWE does, you got to get some people that are working their butts off and actually should give them that big grasp. Well, yeah, just one of those things that they should have just, you know, should have just kept on the, just kept going and just, I know they're not going to do the brand thing anymore. It's not the brand split or whatnot. So I can understand that, but still, I just think they should have kept on going. So I'm going to look into something because I know they want to still like the double tours and stuff like that. Let me see if that's still going to happen. Because if they stop doing that, to kind of, you know, kill their events in half. So, ooh, excuse me. Let's see. Oh, no, they actually didn't. But actually are still doing the two splits of the brand and stuff, and like appearing and things like that. I don't know. I just think that they should have kept them around. Or maybe my wish would probably would come true that they're both, you know, it don't happen. So just hope it don't happen. I guess one thing we can do is wish. So, let's see. I guess next, I didn't see much of the ending of Raw because of what happened. Although, you know, power kind of went out for a bit, then at least we caught the last second of it that John Cena put Randy Orton to a table. So you always have contract signings of any kind when it comes to the wrestling industry. Never end up being a good ending. You know, somebody gonna end up going through a table, somebody's gonna get beat up, just all that stuff. It's one of those things, it's like, would they ever have a good one? Apparently, no, they won't. But, anywho, I know we have like 8 minutes left, and surprisingly, we went like about 2 hours. Yeah, I do want to thank him for being on the show, and I also did a video about, you know, 1,000. We had like 1,000 members on our group, so I appreciated that. Like right now, we have 1,009. So maybe, hopefully, I'm just hoping maybe by beginning of March we can see like maybe 1,500. Or, in other words, 1,500 members by beginning of March. So all we can do is hope. So, anyways, any last thing you want to say since you were quiet most of the time?
No.
I know you did. I'm just saying after that.
No,
but do you have anything to say?
Unicorns are awesome, sounds good. And can you put the PSD box away, please? Before I trip over and put him on your front.
It was supposed to be way underneath there, but anyways, Don, any last words?
Yeah, I wish everybody a good weekend.
Exactly. There are a few shows that's going on this weekend. You have ACW and Oshkosh. That's going to be going on.
Oh, there is one thing I forget to say, is that our sympathies go out to Sean Weber's family.
Oh yeah.
On his death, he fought so hard. You know, to beat cancer. You know, sadly, it took his life, too. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family.
Exactly. Besides the ACW that's going on in Oshkosh, Friday, Saturday, we have North American Fighting Championship, which is no MMA fight that's going on. That will be 5 p.m., trying to think where's the Bus said no, they have a location. Oh, at the Rave, the Eagles Ballroom. What's wrong with that?
I hate the Rave.
One day you're gonna love the Rave. Watch, and I'm gonna make it my mission too.
Oh,
yeah, Blizzard Brawl is also this Saturday as well. If you want. So it's no, you don't have no opinion.
It's no, you don't want my opinion.
That's what I meant to say. GLTW Blizzard Brawl 9 Benefit for Psychic Spiral. Thank you. God, I'm a bad speller. Well, whatever. It'll be at the Waukesha County Expo Center. You'll see faces like Mr. Anderson, Farouk, Joseph Parks, Al Snow, their champion, Robbie E, and The Revolution, and more. So go to blizzardbrawl.com if you want to order the ticket.
Oh, yeah, don't forget tickets for SmackDown and
next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
A week
from the Saturday. And the movie,
The Miz,
Christmas
Dolby,
that DVD.
Oh, yeah, they was really promoting the hell out of that. Did you see it?
Yes, I did. It was. I saw the last 5 minutes of it. So I had to see it again.
Let's wrap this up and check us out on Facebook. Look for our videos on YouTube. And remember to do the countdown for the beginning of the celebration of our 5th anniversary of WFSO. So let the countdown begin. And also, we can hope. We can only hope. But anywho, because now I kind of forgot my train of thoughts. Well, then again, it always does. Like I said, check us out on Facebook. Also, look for our past videos and stuff on YouTube. Including some funny ones. And plus the interviews that I did, Hazel did, and past staff members have did, so check that out. I think we have more stuff going on. I know we're going to make some announcements towards the end of the year about some events that we're going to do next year. So just stay tuned for that. From Don and Hazel, this is Artrell, and you guys, thanks for listening and listen to the other shows that's coming up, like Wednesday, Healer Under Her Mouth, Thursday, The Smarks List, Saturday, you got my show, and Sunday, you got my show as well. So until then, people, guys, have a good night, and hope you listen to us during the week.
Do you know who I am? Oh, my God, who the hell cares?